chapter 12, please.
Now, who here likes to be a part of the crowd? Who likes to fit in? There's one or two hands going up there at the back. And who here likes to be different? Who likes to stand out? Who likes to be unique? There's more hands going up there, I think, about being unique as well. Well, there's times when it's good to be part of a crowd. I've heard an illustration many times told in different ways. And it's about someone who's been trained for the police force, they're a cadet, and they're given a scenario to think about, and they're asked what they're going to do in it. So the scenario is something like this. You know, they get a call, and they go to somewhere in a city centre, and someone's been hurt, and the police have been called, and they've responded. And when they get there, it seems to be under control. Bit of a crowd around, so they just need to control the crowd. But then, they hear a noise behind them. And they look, and there's an unauthorised anti-government march coming down the road, a protest. And they're the only policemen on the scene. And these people, they look mean. They look ready for trouble. So as that's going on, and there's the injured person on the floor, suddenly you hear a crunch, and there on the street corner, a Securicorps van's had a crash, and money has spilt out everywhere. And there's suddenly a crowd rushing in. What do you do? And the wise police cadet said, take off my uniform and mingle with the crowd. There are times, aren't there, when it's just right for us to be a part of the crowd, to be in with everyone else. And sometimes it can be quite dangerous to be different, to not be a part of the crowd, as the Blackburn supporter who wandered into the wrong end of the Burnley Stadium found out as well. Yet on the other hand, so many of us long to be unique individuals, don't we? We want to be different. And we're encouraged to be that in our society. A film that Zoe's watched recently, Zootropolis. It's got the strap line in it. In Zootropolis, you can be whatever you want. And that is the message of our age. You can be whatever you want. But at the same time, we want to be a part of the crowd. It's a real contradiction that our culture is facing. Because we long to be unique. We long to be individual. We all have certain rights and things. But then at the same time, there's great pressure put on us just to be like everybody else. Now, if you're under the age of 40, you try being the person who has not got a mobile phone or computer and isn't on Facebook. You know, there's huge pressure put on us. And there's huge pressure put on us to watch certain TV shows, to behave in a certain way. So our culture at one time, it's saying, you have all got to be the same. But then on the other hand, it's saying, you are free to be whatever that you want to be. And as a result, it means that lots of people they're not really settled. You know, they want to be unique, but they're part of the crowd. Or they are unique for some reason, and they want to be just like everybody else. People just don't really fit in. Where can we find a place where it is safe and right for us all to be the same, and yet at the same time, we're free to be different, we're free to be unique? Well, the fact that the people of this world are looking for somewhere like that, it's an encouraging sign. They're searching for something. The bad news for them is that the only place where we can all be the same and yet free to be different and unique is the place that God has set up. It's the church. That's the only place where we are all the same, yet at the same time we've got the freedom to be unique, the freedom to be different. And when I'm talking about the church here, I'm not talking about a denomination like the Church of England or a nice building that people are gathering it together in. I'm talking about the church how it is in the Bible. It's the people of God, those who have been chosen by God, those who have put their trust in Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. And it's to people like this that the Apostle Paul is writing in that reading we had from 1 Corinthians. And 1 Corinthians, just to give a bit of background, it's a troubleshooting letter. The Corinthian church is filled with some wonderful Christians, but they've got quite a few problems. And Paul is writing to them to try and get them sorted out. Instead of working together and pulling together, they're all in competition with each other. And when you read Corinthians carefully, you get this sort of picture, which is a bit like what you see on the news, when it's Black Friday, and they open the doors, and everyone is there, standing on each other, and pushing each other, and shoving each other, and trying to get to that deal. In the Corinthian church, the Christians are trampling on each other, and pushing each other, and, you know, putting other people back, so that they can be best, so that they can be the most spiritual people. They're a church that's in competition with each other. Rather than working together as God's people, they are out for themselves. And it's to counter this that Paul is writing this letter to them. And he's encouraging them to celebrate their different backgrounds, because they are different people with different lifestyles, but they are all saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. They're all the same, but at the same time, they're free to be different. In the Church of Christ, there is unity, but not uniformity. And as we read verses 12 to 14 in this passage, these words may be very familiar to us. We may not think about there being any difference between Jews and Gentiles and slaves and free. If we've been coming to a church for a while, we're used to that sort of language. And we miss how radical and how countercultural it actually is. Because when we start thinking about modern equivalents, we realize how strange and wonderful this is. So Jews and Gentiles, two different groups of people, two different tribes. Think of different groups of football supporters. We've had a bit of a football theme, haven't we? But what happens when there's a local derby between teams that are right next to each other? They have to get all the police from the county to come along to keep the peace. Now, they just do not get on well together. The Jews and the Gentiles back then, they did not get on well together at all. But they're brought together. Slaves and free, they're mentioned in there as well. And we don't really think about that. But how many local millionaire businessmen do you know who go and finish their round of golf and then go down to the working men's club? Not many. There may be one or two, but we don't. There's layers in our society as well, between the haves and the have-nots and all the different things in between. People don't mix together outside of their own group. And yet in the church, people who are Jews and Gentiles, people who are different football supporters, we can have Blackburn people and Burnley supporters in the same room without the police being present. People who are at all different layers of society, whether people who are very rich or people who are having to live on benefits and everything in between, we can get together. We're from all over the place and we get on. We even have people from Yorkshire. We do. Though they keep it secret. The church is a place where people from different backgrounds, different layers of society, different, you know, groups of people, we're able to unite together. This is the place where we are all the same, and we're all the same because of what it says in verse 13. We are all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. When we become Christians, we receive the same member's card, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we are all saved in the same way by the Lord Jesus Christ, and we all live to serve him and see his kingdom grow and develop. So the church, each and every person is the same. We fit in, we are comfortable, and we've found a place where we are surrounded by like-minded people. And as a church, we need to remember this and we need to value this. Because by becoming a part of the church, we have switched sides in the great cosmic battle that is going on between God and the world. And the world stands for everything that's in opposition to God. And that means that the people of this world who we're surrounded by will never understand people who are in the church. There's a tension there. There's a friction there. And every time we go outside of the group of the believers being together, there is going to be some sort of uncertainty and misunderstanding. But when we gather together as the church, we're surrounded by people who are the same. So there should be a great unity here. And in the church, we should be looking after one another and encouraging one another and supporting one another. Because this is where our family is. This is where our home is. Now, Christians, they'll often say, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And that is absolutely right, because physically we live within the world, but we're not of this world. We're looking to heaven. One of the big problems the church in the Western world has is that they are in the world and they love the world. And that means they never really understand that they are called to be different from the world. But when we look at God's word, we see that we are united together in Christ, and we are quite different to the people outside the world. We are all united together because we have believed in the same Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. But this doesn't mean that we have to be identical, that we have to be a great clone army where we're all exactly the same. Because here we see this wonderful contrast with the world. The world which says you're free to be different as long as you behave this way. Within the church, we are saved, we're brought together by the Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, we're to live for him, we're to follow him. But within the church, we've all got something different to do. We've all got different roles to play. And that's a wonderful thing. The Apostle Paul here, he talks about a body and all the different body parts and how they need each other. And what Catherine was speaking about in that poem that we had earlier, where we had all the different bits of the body working together in unity. And we see what happens when part of the body goes on strike. We are called to be one body, but with different parts. Now, I think a way to bring this out further is an illustration which Paul doesn't use, because I don't think they had jigsaws 2,000 years ago. I don't think they did. They may have had broken pottery they tried to put back together, so they understood the context. But a jigsaw sums it up perfectly, don't we? As a church, we are a jigsaw. And a jigsaw, it's a picture, isn't it? It makes up one picture. What happens when there's a bit missing? Whether it's a jigsaw with four bits or a jigsaw with 40,000 bits. Where's the eye drawn straight away? To the missing bit. Each one of us is a part of the jigsaw. And it doesn't matter whether we're a part of the central picture or whether we're just a part of the sky or something like that. If we are missing, if we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then the whole thing is ruined. As God's people, we have been called, we have been chosen, we have been saved. The Lord Jesus Christ has died on the cross so that we can be his people. And we're called to live for him and to serve him. And that's done in the context of the church. Within the church, each one of us has got different roles and gifts and abilities. We learn in Corinthians that these gifts and abilities, they all come from God. They come from the Holy Spirit. And he gives to each one as they want. As he decides for the common good. That's a little bit earlier there in 1 Corinthians 12. So God equips us to do different things. And the wonderful thing about the Lord is he will often equip you in the ways that your natural skills and abilities go. So we're free to put into practice those skills and abilities that make us different, that make us unique. You know, we're not all musicians. Now, I look out there, I'm really glad that you're not all like me. That would be an interesting place if everyone was just like me. But we're not. We're different. We're free to be different. But we to be united together in the Lord Jesus Christ, like parts of a jigsaw. And if one of us is missing, if one of us hasn't been slotted into place, if one of us is in the wrong place, then the whole thing is ruined. So as a church, as a community, we need to bear these things in mind. We need to remember that we are united together in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to remember that being together with him means being different from the things of the world. But we also need to remember that at the same time, we're free to be different. Putting into practice the different skills and abilities and gifts that the Lord has given us, for his glory and for the good of the church. We want to be a church that really values each other. In preparing for this message, I read a book, and it talked about a church over in the United States, and they'd decided to set their church up at one of those drive-in cinemas that they have. So you got in your car, and you drove in, and you sat there, and then the service was done on the big screen, and you tuned your radio in, And then afterwards, you turn your radio off and you just drove out. You never saw anyone else at all. And sadly, lots of churches are like that. You know, we can't afford a drive-in. Maybe we've got the land next door for it if we bought that. But we wouldn't do it that way. But lots of people, they come into a church, they'll come in, you know, at the last minute, sit down, not talk to anyone, and then they're out the door at the end, never speaking to anyone. And when we're living like that, we're not really being a part of the church. Because the church is the family of God's people. And we're here to support and encourage one another and look after each other. We're here to bring our gifts and use them for the service of the Lord. So to be a part of the church, to celebrate the fact that we're all the same, yet we're, at the same time we're free to be different, we need to be involved. We need to be taking part. So that as the world looks at us, they see a community where everyone's a Christian, but everyone is free to use their gifts for his glory. Amen.